I am Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Performing, everybody's backlit, super trippy, I'm dancing.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. There, maybe I should turn up the volume in my headphones because I was like, why can't I hear myself?
There you go. Turn it up. Oh,
it's been a month. I don't know what I'm doing. You're here with Christian and Fleur, who have been coasting the Are You Aware ship for the last 4 years?
Five, I think now.
Yeah. It's a very auspicious occasion. It is our last show in the CITR studios.
In the current studio, yeah.
In the current studios. Don't fret, we're not going off the air just yet.
No.
But we are moving to the new sub-building next week.
Yeah, and I just had a peek tonight, just a quick flyby before coming in here, and it looks pretty sweet.
It's pretty awesome. We're the studio that all the DJs do their thing in is actually open to the public. So not open because otherwise it'd be too much noise, but there's windows. We're like in a fishbowl, basically.
Yeah, which, you know what? I think it's going to be cool.
It is going to be cool, but no more picking our noses on air,
unfortunately. No, we're going to have to stop doing that. That's going to be a tough habit to break.
I know. You really do like to pick your nose on air, my friend.
Only in front of you. But yeah, no, there's going to be lots of natural light coming in, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so there'll be students walking by and you know, lots of action happening. So
yeah, and we're right in the thick of it, which is kind of nice because I feel like we're up here on the second floor. We're a bit locked away from everything. And, you know, we're going to have a space where you can actually open the doors and have bands play, which is pretty cool. And
yeah.
Yeah, we're going to rock that sub like it's never been rocked before.
I can't wait. When's our first show in there?
July 2nd. Yes, July 2nd.
All right. So make sure to tune in on July 2.
On July 2.
To Are You Aware.
Exactly. And we are going to make a, because it's such a celebration getting the new sub finally, we're going to have a summer special show to get you all excited about the beautiful weather.
Yeah. Celebrate summer. Celebrate being in a new space.
Yep.
So just celebrating in general.
Yeah.
We like
doing
that.
It's time to celebrate.
Yeah.
Well, it's already been a great summer so far, so let's keep the vibe going.
Yeah, when we started the show off with some Sam Roberts.
We did. You know, we love promoting the Canadians, and we love promoting Canadians talking about good stuff. If you've never been listened to Are You Aware before, we profile music and musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy. So we either play a song we really like that might have a positive social justice message or might be just a really good groove that we like. And then we try and highlight philanthropic endeavors that the band does, all to inspire you, the listener, to get out there and do something good.
Exactly. Well put. And Sam Roberts and his band have done just that. He's a Montreal boy, and that was We Are All In This Together from his fifth studio album called Low Fantasy, which came out in February 2014. His EP, Counting the Days, which was released on Record Store Day, April 18th, supported a number of causes, including sustainable farming, breast cancer research, the fight against Alzheimer's, and a shelter for homeless men, actually.
And they're also playing Pemberton, if I'm not mistaken, this year.
I think you're right.
I know, which is super exciting. That's coming up. That's July. That's amazing.
Yeah.
They've actually been involved in a lot of different organizations, like Christian said. And Robert's actually told Samaritan Mag, and that's a great magazine and a great resource for us, particularly. If you want to find out who of your artists is involved with what cool and philanthropic stuff. But he said, a lot of things I've been doing now really revolves around my kids or just kids in general. Traveling to schools on my own, not through any organization necessarily, but I just come and talk to young kids about the one thing that I know most that makes a difference, and that's making music, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. And I know I've heard he goes to elementary and high schools in Montreal, which I've said before is his hometown, and talks to students about the impact music on his life and the life of others. So music's a very powerful, powerful tool.
Exactly, and it brings us all together, and that's why we promoted and promote philanthropy and music melding together in a beautiful symbiotic relationship.
Wow.
Wow. I didn't know if I was going to get through that whole sentence right there.
Well, very well done. Very well done. I'm impressed over here.
Thanks, bud. Yeah. Thanks.
What do we got coming up next?
We have Panda Bear. So it's Panda Bear is an American experimental musician and a co-founding member of the band Animal Collective. And if you know Animal Collective, you can probably guess what type of music this is. It's very, I don't know, ethereal, I feel like, very sort of sweeping soundscape, but I liked it. He's recorded several solo albums, and the album that we're going to be listening to today is called Panda Bear Meets the Grim Reaper, which is, when you think about, a really interesting visual.
Very interesting visual. I really want to listen to the whole album just based on the title. And this is his fifth studio album, right? Released January 9th, 2015. And in 2011, Animal Collective released some previously unreleased music along with a charity shoe range. They designed a series of shoes, and each purchase came with a cassette tape of unreleased songs from the band, which I think that's really cool. I know anyone that's really interested in Animal Collective, that would be quite a treasure to get your hands on. So proceeds from the shoes went to support the Socorro Island Conservation Fund. And to find out more about that, www.socorroislandconservation.org/Socorro, and that's spelled S-O-C-O-R-R-O.
Yeah, and Socorro Island's just near Baja, California, so they had actually done some diving there and suggested, why don't we support a really underfunded organization? And anyone that's, you know, any organization that's doing some conservation efforts to keep the world beautiful and pristine is all right by us.
They're definitely all right by me. So here's Panda Bear with Boys Latin on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Thank you. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas Yakuya, Talit, Sin, Homasque, Mustail.
1, 2, 3.
I used to be an only son. My heart was but a stranger. It wallowed in the races won on crave the petty dangers when it settled on and pined and pondered. And rose, it had to wander
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That song got me all mellow.
I know, it did. We were so pumped up earlier and now, but that was beautiful.
That was absolutely beautiful. Yeah, I love that. Love that track. That was Shaky Graves with This Is the Beginning from his 2015 album called And the War Came. Born Alejandro Rose Garcia, Shaky Graves is an American musician from Austin, Texas. And his music is a cross between blues, country, and rock. Just love his sound. He received his iconic stage name, actually, at Old Settlers Music Festival in 2007 after he and some of his friends were joking around and gave each other Indian guide names over a campfire. And I guess he played a really, really good set and decided to keep the name. And he became known, he has become known for his one-man band setup. And most of his debut album called Roll the Bones, he actually plays by himself. And then on this latest album, And the War Came, he added musicians for the recording of the album and then also to his live set as well. So
That's amazing, a one-man band. I'm always really in awe of that because I could barely play the recorder when I was growing up. So
I know. I can barely chew gum and walk. Imagine.
Well, I can barely walk downstairs, as is shown by my shin. So there you go.
You're right.
And the War Came was released in March 2015, so only a couple of months old. And I, this is a pick of yours, and I'll definitely be checking it out. It's pretty cool. Christian and I, we have a method to our madness. We both choose about 7 songs, and then we do our research and then meld them all together. So it's quite a surprise coming in because you only know what half, well, if you get to listen to it beforehand, sometimes we don't, but you sort of find new stuff and discover new songs. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It is. I quite enjoy it myself. So.
Yeah, it's like we each bring our little mixtape in each fortnight.
Yeah, we're sharing. It's a music sharing program here at RUOR.
There's so much love, so much love. So on May 28th, Shaky Graves actually played a live acoustic set at the Garage on Capitol Hill in Seattle. Capitol Hill, as we all know, is a great area of Seattle that has lots of live bands and performance spaces and restaurants and all that good stuff. The show was a fundraiser for KEXP-FM, raising funds for their new home for the station. Oh my gosh.
I know, they want to move too.
Wow.
They're probably jealous of us, right?
Exactly. They heard that CITR was moving, so they're like, shit, we better get on that. So KEXP-FM, which is 90.3 FM in the States, is a public radio station based in Seattle that specializes in alternative and indie rock programmed by its disc jockeys. So it's pretty much our twin sister.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. A lot in common.
Yeah, and its broadcasting license is owned by Friends of KEXP, an independent organization. So if you want to know more about that, you can go to newhome.kexp.org. And they're playing next month on 2 shows, July 21st and 22nd at the Commodore Ballroom. I suspect you're going.
I would like to. They're sold out. Aww. But I'm sure there's a way to track down tickets. There always
is. Well, maybe we should talk to Shaky Graves and
there we go.
And see if they'll come on the show.
Yeah, you know
or something.
What? Let's get them on the show.
You get on that.
All right. I'm on that for sure. Before Shaky Graves, we played a little bit of Radiohead. I've never heard of them. That was Lotus Flower from their album The King of Limbs. And they're from Abingdon, Oxfordshire, formed in 1985. Most of us know who Radiohead is, right?
I don't know. Yeah. No, yeah, I chose the song.
They're currently working on a yet untitled 9th album, and it includes some work on an old song called Lift, which dates back to 1996.
Yeah, when I was looking up some stuff about them, they've actually got a swag of old songs.
Unreleased material.
Yeah, that they haven't. They're just sort of waiting for the album to sort of form around these old songs. And one of the songs from the last album, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was called Nude. It was another example of this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. In 2011, they were ranked the 3rd best British artist of all time by Pace Magazine, below only the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. So Radiohead, definitely heavy hitters. In 2005, they're ranked 73rd in Rolling Stones' list of the greatest artists of all time. And in 2010, they played their only concert for that year in LA as a benefit for Oxfam. A cause that both of you and I know quite well.
Just slightly, yes. Yeah. We used to do Music for Change for Oxfam in Canada, and I used to do benefit concerts volunteered my time doing benefit concerts for Oxfam in Australia. And it's astounding to me how little is known about Oxfam in Canada, because in Australia and England, they're huge, huge organisations that do a lot of stuff, including disaster relief. They have disaster relief. They've also got women's issues that they're obviously advocating for. They have fair trade. They were the big advocates for fair trade and things like that as well. And Radiohead have been huge supporters, long-time supporters of Oxfam. There was a campaign a few years ago, probably about 10 to 15 years ago now, where Radiohead actually got Tom York got his milk poured over him. And it was just a way of showing like subsidies and the excessive use of subsidies creating a glut of food that goes to waste. So, yeah, it was very, very cool.
Well, that concert in L.A. raised over $500,000 U.S. dollars for Oxfam, so...
Yeah, very cool. Yeah. And then in December, a fan made a video of Radiohead's Oxfam benefit performance was released via YouTube, and obviously with Radiohead's support, and it was a pay what you want link to donate to Oxfam, which is pretty cool. They finished recording their eighth album, which is The King of Limbs, which was what we heard from, and it was announced on Valentine's Day and self-released on February 2011. And The King of, Lotus Flower is one of the better known videos because it's basically a black and white video of Tom York doing some pretty nifty dancing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I think I'm going to have to watch that one.
Yeah, get yourself some.
And you know, if we get around to it, maybe we'll put it up on our Facebook page.
Well,
We are going to put that. I got to start saying that. We are going to put it on our Facebook page. So check there tomorrow. It'll be up.
And maybe a link to what the Oxfam campaign that they did a while
ago. There we
ago.
Go. We're committing to that.
There you go. You're on the hook, buddy.
Next up, we're going to play The Hidden Cameras. This track's called Walk On. Since 2001, they've been hailing from Toronto. They've released 8 albums, including 3 albums and an EP on Rough Trade. They're fronted by singer-songwriter Joel Gibb. And the band consists of a varying roster of musicians who play what Gibb once described as gay church folk music, which is pretty interesting. Their 5th album, this track is off of it. It's called Origin Orphan, and it was released May 2009. And their most recent album, Age, came out January of 2014. So,
and well, this
I think they're due. They're probably due for a new album.
They're definitely due. And this was one of my choices. And I really love this song because it reminds me of another great Canadian band, The Deers. It's a very anthemic, brooding kind of song, just like The Deers do so magnificently well.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. All right, you're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. This is The Hidden Cameras with Walk On.
Walk on. On Tuesday, June 30th, Mint Records presents Faith Healer and Monomyth with friends Nap Eyes and Supermoon at the Astoria. Plus, DJ Duncan McHugh and special guest Jared Kay will be spinning your favorite tracks between sets. Sure, the show's on a Tuesday, but don't worry because Wednesday's a holiday. Doors open at 8:30 p.m. and cover is $8.
Mother and father walked out of the city, bound together as they were bound to be, to pull a fortune from a river, drank the syrup from the tree, kith and kin when the ice gets thin, of forage and of fin. As you deliver, we'll begin to deliver them. Your father on the radio, your mother on the hill, put these words together with their bodies and their will, kith and kin, when the ice gets thin, we'll forage and we'll fend. As you deliver, we'll begin to deliver them. Show your faces, hear the sound. There's a new king coming round.
came to this world naked, to be set inside the hand that will nurse and decorate you and learn you how to stand in your mother's leather jacket, in your father's cotton shirt. What good into the light, go down deep into the dirt, kill and kill when the eyes get thin for a gentle face. As you deliver, we'll begin to deliver them. Show your faces, hear the sound. There's a new king coming round. Mother and father walked out of the city, bound together as they were bound to be, to build a bed for a new beginning of driftwood and fallen leaves.
This year is the 38th annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival in Jericho Beach Park. Over 60 acts from legends Taj Mahal and Richard Thompson to Blind Pilot, Phosphorescent, and artists from over 14 countries. There's a world of amazing music coming to your own backyard. The Vancouver Folk Music Festival runs from July 17th to 19th. Information and tickets are available at thefestival.bc.ca.
No, 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 no.
Damn, I love that song. That's Alabama Shakes from their new album Sound and Color, and that was their first single off it. Don't want to fight no more. I can't even do that.
That was funky. Funky.
Thanks, buddy.
Had me grooving.
That she's just so great, and I was just lamenting over the fact that they're not playing their own show this year. They're part of the, is it the Pemberton or the Squamish? I think it's the Squamish,
yeah,
one of the other two.
Yeah. We saw them, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, we went downstairs in the fun area. We were in the back area.
We were in the balcony. Yeah.
Of the Orpheum, right?
Yeah, the Orpheum.
Where everyone's sitting down being losers.
Yeah, beautiful venue.
Yeah.
But everybody likes sitting there.
I know, it drives me up the wall.
For rock
I dragged you up and got you dancing a couple of times.
I think people were throwing things at us.
I think they were. I'm like, have some bloody respect.
Disgusting looks, at least they're throwing
at
us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I was like, I don't care.
But that was a rocking show. What a voice.
What a voice. She's fantastic. So that's from their new album. And if you're a vinyl lover, definitely buy their vinyl, because I bought it, and it's clear vinyl, which is kind of cool. And it's a two-disc.
Double LP.
Double LP. There we go. That's what I meant to say. They're from Athens, Alabama, hence Alabama Shakes, and they were formed in 2009. The lead singer, Brittany, and bassist Zach, met at East Limestone High School in Athens, and they began meeting after school to write songs. Their debut studio album was released in 2012, and Sound and Color was released in April.
Yeah, it's a great album. In 2012, Turn the Tide, Songs for Last Call at Oasis, they partook in that. It was a companion charity album to the film Last Call at the Oasis in support of the global water crisis. So 20 unreleased exclusive tracks from artists including Dave Matthews, Tim Reynolds, My Morning Jacket, Amos Lee, The Wigs, and obviously the Alabama Shakes were on that album. All songs on the album were donated for free, so kudos to all those artists that took part in that. And proceeds went to benefit a number of different water charities, including, which we've spoken about a number of these on the show before, Natural Resources Defense Council, Waterkeeper Alliance, and Environmental Working Group. So, and you know, the water shortage is something that we need to start talking more about, and that is something that we should be worried about.
Absolutely. And I was just reading today, I think some of us or Avaz sent something to me around, well, to a bunch of people. I'm on their mailing list, not to me specifically, but about Nestle. Nestle is doing some really shady deals with water around America and internationally, basically buying up fresh water at a fraction of a price that they're selling it. And it's happening in Oregon right now, and obviously all of California, Oregon, they're in a drought and they're buying up all the water. So it's a sad, it's like this dystopian kind of concept of the fact that corporations are going to be owning our necessary resources, including like, imagine if a corporation like charged you for sunlight. Like, wouldn't that be the weirdest thing?
Yeah, it would be.
Well,
yeah,
it could happen.
It should be right. Sunshine and clean water both should be rights,
yeah.
Right? Because we need them to live.
Exactly.
So no company or person should own those things.
Yeah, well, Nestle's.
Those resources.
Nestle's doing some shady, shady.
Climate change is also playing a role in this too. I just read an article about how the snowpack, which is usually, I believe in BC or Alberta, one of the two places, usually, it hasn't melted by this point in the year, but virtually all melted already at this point. So,
well, and that's it's just brutal. I mean, they've already said that 2015, the first half of 2015, has been the highest in temperature on record.
Oh yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, so
we're seeing that dry, warm weather here.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's El Nino, so yes, that plays a part, but it's definitely affecting everybody. I mean, driving up here, it was crazy to see all the like brown grass everywhere, and it's not even really the height of summer yet.
Mm-hmm. That makes me think of people watering their grass, which they shouldn't do.
Yeah, you shouldn't be watering your grass.
Before the Alabama Shakes, we played the Constantines, their track New King from Kensington Heights, another great Canadian band from Guelph, Ontario, formed in 1999. And in February of 2014, The Constantines revealed they would be reuniting for several live shows leading up to the 11th anniversary of the release of Shine a Light.
Yeah, they've been doing a little bit of work. They've been a great band for quite some time, and you know, right in there in that golden triangle of Guelph, Ontario.
And Ingersoll.
And Ingersoll. I was looking at the map the other day going, oh, Ingersoll. Christian's from Ingersoll, and a lot of our friends have moved from Southwest Ontario.
The Golden Triangle.
Yeah, I call it the Golden Triangle because they've all moved from Southwest Ontario to Vancouver, and some of them knew each other prior, but a lot of them didn't, so it's quite funny that they've all made the pilgrimage over to the West Coast. And being a West Coaster from Australia, the West Coast is the best coast.
I'll back that.
The Constantines and the New Pornographers, two great Canadian bands, are two of the 20 bands at the center of a new design collaboration between InSound, a top online indie music store, and the design studio The Small Stakes. Called the InSound 20, the project features iconic designs for 20 of InSound's favorite bands, including Death Cab for Cutie, Jose Gonzalez, Peter Bjorn and John, Spoon, The Decemberists, and Beirut. And they're some of our favorite indie artists. P.S. Beirut has a new album, new song out, so we might have to play that in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we will.
And silkscreen onto American Apparel t-shirts and hoodies, as well as on hand numbered and signed silk screening posters. In addition to the 20 creations, a 21st design is being sold that includes the name of all the bands. All proceeds from that sale went to 826 New NYC, which provides free literacy programs for kids.
Right on.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Coming up next, we've been playing a lot of Canadian bands on the show today.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, Canada. So coming up next, we've got Godspeed You Black Emperor with a track off of their latest album, which is called Asunder, Sweet and Other Distress. And they are from Montreal, formed in 1994. And they release their recordings on a label called Constellation Records, which is an independent record label. And after the release of their debut album in 1997, they toured quite heavily from 98 to 2002 and then took a brief hiatus until 2010. And even though the band has never, they've never broken into the mainstream, they've gained quite a cult following. So they have a very dedicated following of fans. And in September 2013, can you say that for me?
I can't do.
Anyways, their album won the Polaris Music Prize.
Alleluia!
There we go. My tongue was tied. They won the 2013 Polaris Prize with that album. And we talk about the Polaris Prize quite a bit on the show. It was founded in 2006, for those that don't know, and it's the equivalent of the Mercury Prize, which is from the UK. And it's presented to the country's, that's Canada, the best full-length album without regard to musical genre, professional affiliation, or sales history. So I think it's a great prize.
Yeah,
personally.
Absolutely. The band actually used the opportunity to make a statement about what they thought about this prize. Unlike every previous winner, Godspeed were not present to collect the award, nor were they willing to accept an oversized check. A representative from Constellation simply made a few remarks and announced that their $30,000 purse would be used to help fund programs to provide musical instruments for inmates in Quebec prisons, which is very cool. This is an epic song, so we're going to let you enjoy it for the next 10 minutes.
Yeah,
you don't get 10-minute songs anymore.
No, it's a great track, though. So here's Godspeed You Black Emperor with Peasantry or Light Inside of Light on Are You Aware? Enjoy.
Thank you.
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR Vancouver.
Just to fall in love. Ooh, no, we ain't broken.
CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was Calgary, Alberta band Braids. I guess currently they're based in Montreal, good old Montreal. But that was the track called Taste from their latest album, Deep in the Iris, which was released late April 2015. Before that, we played a little bit of Brian Wilson. That was his song, Runaway Dancer. Brian Wilson, obviously famous from co-founding the Beach Boys. And that song was from his latest album called No Peer Pressure, which is his 11th solo studio album.
And I like his play on words with that, because it's no peer as in like appear on the jetty or on the like beach or whatever.
Yeah, he's a clever fella, that Brian Wilson.
I mean, it was a good song, I guess, but it was pretty cheesy, let's be honest.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd like to think he excels at putting together pop songs, right?
So, absolutely.
Yeah, it was catchy but heavy on the cheese for sure.
But he's Brian Wilson. He could basically like put a turd on a vinyl record and let it play over and over again, and people would be gushing all
over
it. Yes,
Capitol Records would let him do it.
Yeah.
Before that, we had Hoxley Workman with We're Not Broken Yet from his latest album called Old Cheetah. And Workman will be playing the Vancouver Folk Music Festival on July 17th. So
there is so much great music coming up. It's unbelievable.
I love the summer for it.
I know. We've got music festivals. We've got the Jazz Fest starting at least this weekend.
Yeah.
The last musician we're going to actually profile tonight is one of my all-time favorite musicians, and I'm super excited to go see her as part of the International Jazz Festival next Tuesday, fourth row seats, and she's going to be phenomenal, Miss Erica Badu. She's just one of a kind, that lady, and just brings out so many great songs. She's been not only is she a singer-songwriter, record producer, activist, she's also an actress, and is currently or just finished performing something with Mos Def, another great artist. The song that we're actually going to be playing is called Love, and it's from New America Part 2, which is called Return of the Ankh, A-N-K-H, I hope I got it right. And that's her fifth studio album, which was first released on March 30th, 2010. And it's a follow-up to her 2008 album, New America Part 1, Fourth World War, which is very socially conscious and theme around war and things like that. This one's a lot more about love and just feeling the love. So I am over the moon to see Erica Badu next week. I'm so excited.
You are one lucky lady. Bring your camera.
I will. Fourth row seats. I'm very excited. And then you, my friend, and I are going to go and see The Roots the weekend after.
Yeah, that's part of the week after. That's part of Jazz Festival as well. So that'll be a good one.
Yeah.
I think what row are we sitting in for that? We got tickets.
I got a row six.
Oh, not as good as four, but you know, six, not bad.
Not too bad
at
all.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
And if you didn't get a chance to go and see The Roots or Erica Badu, they're both playing DJ sets at the Alexander afterwards. So, you know, just play hooky from work the next day and go and do some pumping and grinding.
Who needs to work?
And straight, not in the summer, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, we are Audi. Thank you for listening to us here at the old studio for the last time. The next time you'll see us, we'll be in beautiful new studio with no technical difficulties whatsoever.
Yeah, we'll be in a new environment, but it'll be the same great show, the same great tunes with the same great hosts.
Yeah, and such witty repartee always. All right, well, everyone enjoy the summer for the next 2 weeks, and we'll have a summer special ready for you on July 2nd.
Yeah, adios.
Adios, be good to one another. Come on.
Welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life, and we play post-rock. Today with us, the other part of the component that makes it a we and not just an I, is my lady friend, Nicole. Nicole, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
You have to talk louder and also into the microphone.
Hey.
So we need to set some ground rules, right?
Yeah.
Because there are certain things that I can't do.
Yeah.
And if I do, you'll leave me.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how it works.
What are the ground rules?
There's no awkward questions. Okay.
Okay.
You had them prepared?
I had some, but that's fine.
Oh, okay. Leave them in.
No. We'll talk.
I feel like you prepared them.
No. I don't. Yeah.
Okay. No, nothing too weird.
Nothing too weird?
Nothing too weird. Like, keep it.
What's too weird? Where's the line?
I feel like you know the line.
Of course I know the line.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. You're a long-time listener, is that true?
Yeah, very true. Yeah.
Long-time listener, first-time caller?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to say that. I don't think I've ever had the opportunity.
Well,
maybe I should call myself
and
then call my own show. Anyway, Spice of Life, playing post-rock, shooting the breeze, as it were. I have a song that I would like to play that I like. It's by the band Vorcha. The song is Prosopagnosia.
Nailed it.
You would think that I would pick easier to pronounce song names by now, but I can't. So here it is. Prosopagnosia by Vorcha. Here we go.